USA Radio News with John Hunt. America's much maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage, preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years. Independent reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays. Thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Before the 19-year-old gunman, Santino William Legan, opened fire on a festival in his California hometown, he urged Instagram followers to read a 19th-century book popular with white supremacists on extremist websites. But his motives for killing two children and another young man are still a mystery. Legan sent a photo from the Gilroy Garlic Festival. Moments later, he shot into the crowd with an AK-47-style weapon, killing a 6-year-old boy, a 13-year-old girl, and a man in his mid-20s. Police Chief Scott Smithy describes the altercation.
You saw the officers. He engaged the officers and fired with that rifle. And I had three officers that engaged the suspect. And despite the fact that they were outgunned with their handguns against a rifle, those three officers were able to fatally wound that suspect.
The gunman legally purchased a semi-automatic assault rifle this month in Nevada. He would have been barred from buying it in California, which restricts firearms to people over 21. In Nevada, the age limit is 18. This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Unless you're living near the seashore, here's a problem you may not even knew existed. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
U.S. Senator from New Jersey, Bob Menendez, calling attention to the dangers of flying beach umbrellas during the height of the seashore season.
It's a real public health hazard every time a powerful gust of wind tears a beach umbrella right out of the sand and turns it into a projectile spear.
Stopping short of calling for a ban on the product, Menendez wants the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission to educate people on how to better protect themselves and others from the danger. Last year, a woman was impaled through the ankle by a flying umbrella in New Jersey. In 2016, a woman was killed when one impaled her chest in Virginia Beach. Menendez says he wants to see more research done into what makes a better, safer beach umbrella. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.